I fully and deeply accept myself. I fully and deeply accept myself. This is the self-affirming chant I tell myself over and over again at the request of our guest host, Dr. George Pratt. Now, it's no surprise to him or to any of you people that listen to the show very frequently that I don't yet completely believe it. In honor of Dr. Pratt, I thought I'd touch on the idea of believing in oneself. Now, ostensibly, that may not have anything to do with your significant other, but in my experience, it has everything to do with your relationships and your significant other. Your spouse or your loved one, he or she can believe in you all he or she wants, but if you do not have that internal belief in yourself, then it is absolutely worthless. I didn't read this in some magazine or online. I've lived out this mistake countless times. I've lived out this mistake so many times. I unknowingly ostracized myself in all the facets of my life, sabotaging relationships as they came along. I simply drifted from different life vests adrift in the water that I didn't personally believe I had the power to use. You see, I thought that as long as I put on the veneer of confidence or some crafted skin of believable strength, then my partners, they'd be none the wiser. I was very wrong. Like Dr. Pratt has told me, the subconscious is like a mighty elephant, and our conscious mind is but a tick. Women especially, and I'm telling you this to be true, fellas, trust me, women especially can sense a man's lack of stability. Like the branches on a tree somehow knowing that the roots are ill. This is a source of much friction in a romantic relationship, I promise you that, or at least it's definitely been that for me. But the good news is, even the mere desire to change can remedy the problem. I don't fully and deeply accept myself yet, but I promise you with all my heart that I sure am working at it. And I know that this has had a positive effect on my romantic life. And that, my friends, is the open mic.